watching Prohibition fall down.
All right, guys, this is the Grow Talk, man. We're going to talk about growing cannabis today, specifically.
Oh, my God.
Every once in a while, another plant will sneak into the show. Maybe some bamboo, you know, but
I talked about growing bamboo, unless it was in reference to growing bamboo stakes for cannabis.
True that. I'll give you a little preview of today's show. We got an LED upgrade and when to flush, as well as when to flush auto flowers. This is another variation of, you do get a lot of questions on auto flowers and when to flush. Which pot is best for my pot? I like the wording there. Very well put together. Help. Cold temps outdoors. It is that time of the year. October is the trickiest month for us photo period growing outdoor fools.
Fuck, man. That's all I can say about that.
Nature's yeah, we'll talk
cool
about
sometimes.
It. Scotty's got a cold snap coming. I don't really get cold snap here, but I'm debating, last guru maybe, on the metabolism of my plant. Is it doing much or is it not? But that's what we're going to get into today on Grow Talk, guys. So get a little irie, roll a spliff. Wait, I was going to say roll a jib. Is jib official?
Sure, man. I know what you're talking
about. I thought that was a carpenter term.
I always thought a spliff had to have some tobacco in it. I'm always weary when somebody says spliff.
Get a little, yeah, technically, like over in Europe and whatnot. You don't like the tobacco at all.
No, sir.
I can't enjoy a full J like that, though. It is a little much. Like a few hits off a spliff or a blunt with the tobacco wrap, not too bad. Rolling, smoking down on the full thing. I feel that unwanted tobacco full-on buzz with it, but maybe my stomach a little bit even.
Right.
But anyway, to each their own, Scotty. Smoke and thank how you want.
It just tastes like shit, you know?
Before we get into the show, DGC Outlet is open with merch, hoodies, T-shirts, koozies, maybe a vegetarian Zippo that says TGC on it.
Grinder. Hey, the grinders, I was looking for a grinder over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, the DGC grinder, fucking nice, man. Definitely nice. Y'all should check those out.
I do need to get my hands on some. I've been limited from some merch up here in Canada. Although, this week, you guys are the Canadian DGC. I've been getting your emails. You'll get a response from me. For anybody up in Canada that signed up to get the free seeds, from Seeds Here Now. We're doing it separate for the Canadian DGC because shipping is exponential coming from down in the States. So I just greased a couple. Do you grease wheels? Is that what they say? I greased a couple wheels.
Exponential. I like that, man. I like it.
I greased some gears. I like greasing gears better. But anyway, Canadian DGC, I got the hookup if you haven't heard yet. If you are a paying member, go to the contact on dudegrows.com and just get a hold of me with your member email. And I'll be back in touch. And these packs will be going out. We're also giving away a Spectrum King 400 with a new light engine, October 15th. Anybody that's a member at $10 a month, you're automatically entered into all these monthly giveaways.
Yeah. And
be prepared, man. We're pushing hard. Me and Scott have been chatting a little bit about kind of having, I don't know, not just a cause, but a push. For me, it's always been with this show, especially Grow Talk. Grow your own, guys. Grow your own out there. And we're going to try and facilitate that with as many free seeds as we possibly can to people, just like you'll hear the door prize coming up in the show, more seeds, different. It's not Crockett this time. You got to stay tuned to hear who it is. I'm pretty excited. But yeah, all that. If you want to support $10 a month, over on the homepage of dudegrows.com, under support us is the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to keep this growing going. It's like I said, I was talking to my buddy last week from Florida, and it's scary that what they want to do to growers' rights, that they really are under attack. So glad we
Yeah, reminded me back in the day, man, you got to participate. I know me and you, I guess enough time has passed, you know, both were pre-market growers at one point or another in our lives.
Yes, sir.
I remember attending meetings in Fort Collins. And I don't know if you went. I know another friend that owned a grocery store went. When they're going down, they're trying to figure out what's going on with growing, what they should allow. I know it's hard for some people's schedule to just say F politics altogether. But you definitely got to try and get involved if they're passing shit in your state with growing. We just had a show where we told the people in Nevada can't grow with it if they live within 25 miles right of a dispensary. So that shit ain't cool, man.
Just throwing it out there. The dude and Scotty Real are fictitious characters.
There's got to be statute of limitations on the free market. But, dude, you were saying, was I at that meeting? No, I wasn't at that meeting. I don't know if you recall, but you left the meeting where they approved 36 plants in a home, and you called me. And you said, hey, Scott, it seems like they want good growers up here. And I said, I'll be there in 10 days, sir. That's how it went down.
It did go down, not to mention a little bit more friendly. But let's see who's growing some dank here over on dudegrows.com. This is So Close by Organ Kind. So Close.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, you guys can all get y'all. Doesn't make much sense.
Wow.
Get your dank nugs up over on dudegrows.com as well. Try and get them up on the show. It says, hey, DGC, I hope everything is going well with your grows. Here's an update on our crazy. It's crazy chain with a Q, okay?
Now what does that mean? I've seen that. Is that Quirkle they mix that with?
I think that is cross a Quirkle cross
deal.
It's kind of like how that one Looney Tunes character, you crazy rabbit kind of thing. Does it work like that?
That's a wascally rabbit.
Okay. If we get a couple more weeks, she'll be prime. Keep on that mold watch and finish like a boss. Man, the mold watch is on. Good looking plant here, man. As far as I've been watching, I've never lived somewhere where there's so much mold. Literally everything from on everybody's house to you'll see rooftops up here that are just solid like moss and ferns and shit. I'm like, that's good. They're like, yeah, it's good. Works.
So your roof leaks.
Regardless. Good looking plant, man. I hope you get to finish too. This is the time of year to be very vigilant. If you can get power to your outdoor plants and put up a couple box fans, or it helps immensely to have air movement if it's just stale. And good luck on finishing that there in Oregon.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't get too cold in Oregon. It ain't like no Colorado style.
No, but it's got the mold funk, man. You got the mold funk more than I've ever seen, which we'll talk about coming up on some different strains and how to move forward in the next season outdoors. All right, get into the grow talk here. You ready?
Yes, sir. I'm all stretched out. I'm ready.
Everybody's healthy in the bakery?
Yeah. I think a little residual.
What about the cat?
I will say that. Dude, you called me up and told me your rib was hurting you a little bit. You was asking me for some stretches, right?
I was just curious what you knew about hurting ribs.
Sure. And now Guru is, his back is hurt from rock climbing. How'd you hurt your rib, dude?
Yeah.
You see, you stay at home like me, man. You smoke out, you stay at home, you hang out with the vape, and nothing happens, man. I'm fine.
My rib getting hurt involves throwing the ball for the dog, smoking weed, beers, and ignorance. A little bit. And a little bit of unluckiness. Basically, let's say hitting the deck. Hey, you're most likely to hurt yourself in the home, Scotty, okay?
Yeah, ain't that the truth, man.
All right, I got to take a quick puff here, man. I got my wick lit and everything. You want to read the top of this question for me? You got it up. We got the LED upgrade and flushing advice.
All right, hang on 1 second, man. I'm getting ready, sir. It says, what's up, guys? I'm looking to upgrade my LED light. It says, I bought some cheaper blurps. I like that. Blurps earlier this year to see if I like growing indoors. I'm not far from my second indoor harvest and love every second of it. Now, with that being said, I'm ready to invest in my new grow room.
So let's tell right there.
Yes, sir.
Well, first you got to give some credit out to Parmesan. How you doing? I get it.
I just got it, man. Parmesan.
He says, I bought some cheaper blurps. Means he probably found something over on Amazon or wherever. Some lights that are a little bit, you know. Oh, this is 1,000 watt that covers a 12x12.
Let's call it Mars 300. Why not?
But moving on, I'll take over now. Thank you. I had to get my token there. He goes, that being said, I'm ready to invest in my new grow room. My new room is 6 feet deep by 3 feet wide by 8 foot tall. It's a pretty decent little space there. I like the 8 foot tall. My budget is between $400 and $600. Any recommendations on LED upgrades? What do you think? What do you think? We got LED Guru here. Is it Grow Guru or LED Guru? It depends on what the question is.
This will go with LED. So come on, man. You got between $400 and $600. What is it? A 6x... shit, what are the dimensions? Six by three.
So that's two set. You could think of that as 2 3x3 areas that you're going to need to cover with LEDs. Because if you go to any of the bigger fixtures, they're wider than 3 feet, so they're not going to fit in that space.
All right, on a budget, what can we do? Because we're not going to find $250 LEDs.
No, my advice would be to get the environment lighting wise perfect for one of those 3x3s. Which you can do pretty easily with the budget you have from someone like Rapid LED or HLG or one of those guys. And then use your blurples on the other side until you get another harvest or two and can get another rapid LED or HLG to throw up over there.
Well, and it depends how much of your space do you want to use. As a reminder, sometimes a newer grower, even myself or Scotty, just with, I want to get as much as possible. Like, you don't have to maximize a space. An example, I have a 5x9 tent. I use half of that tent to grow in. The other half to go into the tent to hang out with my plants. You know, I'm growing for myself and to share with my friends. So it's also, when you pack a space completely full of plant material, canopy to the walls,
right,
you've got to be on point with your environmental control. That's in a situation, there's not much buffer. I guess, can I call it buffer air?
That's exactly right, sir. And you're right. It is such a joy to be able to, just to be able to sit down on a 5-gallon bucket, kind of hang out with the plants. And if you
smoke a J and watch the airflow.
Yes. If you don't have any room in your space to do that, it's kind of hard. Then you got to be pulling the plants out of your space. Just a little bit of a pain. And also you could use, I took a little bit of extra room I had in my 5x9 and used it for clones. I put some shelves up there. I put some little, just some low profile lights. And I use it for clones. I actually made a little tent, like a makeshift tent with some zippers. And I'm actually able to make a veg out of it and seal it off when I flower. So maybe something like that you could do.
Give them a specific fixture, because I was looking around here a little bit. At Rapid LED, they got the CBX 3590 3x3 grow kit, which will come real close to what you're looking for. And your budget spend using coupon code DUDE over at Rapid LED. But on top of that, awesome freaking company. Pick up the phone, help you out. Great quality products. And that would be my suggestion for it. And then, as Guru was saying, build onto it from there.
You said the CBX 3590s?
CBX 3590s, bro.
What binning?
I don't know. Is that old or are those good still?
I've never heard of CBXs.
Sorry.
Yes, 3590s.
You can't make fun of dyslexic people, man. That's dyslexic.
I'm sorry.
Right there.
Sorry.
But those were like 2.4 as far as the rate. What, joules per whatever watt? Is that right? The rating on those?
I can't remember. It depends on the binning.
Yeah, point is, how much is that was 3 or 4 years ago. How much has the newest binning, the newest technology, has it increased 10%, 5%, 30% as far as the efficiency?
They're at 2.7 umols per joule now. It's the like most efficient stuff you can get.
So, and it was like 2.44 a couple of years ago. So
2.2 was the standard like a year ago.
Oh, Jesus. So they're making jumps now, right?
But they're not going to be able to, there's kind of a theoretical limit to,
catch on fire.
No, but just,
How small can you make the pathways?
Yeah,
you
know? There's a theoretical limit for how efficient they're actually going to be able to make them. And they're getting kind of closer to that now, to where they're going to work on getting costs way down. For manufacturing. So
sounds good to me, brother.
All right. Very well done. Let's move on to another grow crop.
Hey, that was well done, Parmesan. I like that.
I just said, by the way, a grow croc question. So don't think anything else. All right. This is another grow talk question from titled BCN Critical XXL still going a year. What do you take of that?
I don't know, man.
I think it's the English dude, because it says posted by Grow Guru, this is the
English Grow Guru. Hang on a second, man.
Okay.
All right. Does that mean there could be like a South African Grow Guru and East? I don't know. Some of that sounds good.
I don't know how to do an English accent, so I won't try any mockery.
Oh my God, don't try, man. You don't read the comments.
Check out these pictures while I'm narrating.
Yes,
it says, so my critical double XL auto hits day 75 on the 5th and should be ready for harvest.
This is a nice looking plant. These autos are continuing to impress me.
Yeah, he goes, by my eye, it's not even close to being ready. So my main question for this post is do I give this auto another week or two of nutrients before I start flushing? Or should I just feed straight pH water until it's finished up? I don't want to overfeed it and mess up the flush, but it's also still got a bit of fattening up to do.
Yeah, it sure does.
So I don't want to underfeed her either and mess up the yield. Since this is my very first grow and I have another auto and veg and a photo that's ready to be flipped to 12-12.
Hey, first grow. Nice job, by the way. This is a, you know, getting plants to this stage? Are you doing?
Yeah, we're looking at a plant, guys, that does not look like it's ready to be harvested by the flower size.
So let's just, for people that are listening to, or watching a YouTube show, we're looking at those flowers, a newer grower. Okay, if there's an 8 week, what would you say? Those are about week four flowers, if we're looking, it's all white.
Hard to tell, but yeah, we'll say week 3.5 to 4.5, maybe.
Yeah, and that's what they're supposed to look like in week four to five, I would say. By five, they should be not as white, starting to get a little more color to them. So if this is week four, he's got another month, I would think, of flower development here. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree. There's no signs of like any calyx swell yet either.
Yeah.
Which is like a sign of it getting like later into flower. And that hasn't appeared to...
Let me just get my loop out and take a look before I comment.
I would keep on.
It would help,
though.
I agree. It has longer. It could be. I can't always. I don't say. Oh, definitely a month. I could say, okay, 3 weeks to a month. Maybe start. Make sure you're scoping. I mean, that pertains to autos just the same as photos. You're scoping your trichomes, right? Seeing cloudy, clear, or any amber yet, showing the flower maturity levels.
Sure. But I just think you'll be able to tell, you should be able to tell by flower formation, you know, bud density, or at least even the trichomes, there's the number and color of the trichomes that are forming. If they're turning white, that's a good sign.
So I guess if we wanted to like give them just a safe recommendation, would probably be to keep feeding this for another 3 weeks and then start your flush.
I was getting to that point, man.
Be what I would say to do, sir.
I agree.
Yeah, depending on your water. Well, yeah, 3 weeks. Some people water once a week. But yeah, at least three, I say three more feeds. I like to put in feeds sometimes, not necessarily the termination. Well, you got to go with feed and time duration.
Yeah, if you're a new grower, wait till you would pick it and then start flushing. Because as a first-time grower, you probably want to pick it at least 2 weeks early. Dude, it's done. I'm telling you, it's got trikes, man.
It's the last part of his question. He's using some of the three-part, basically, like the synthetic advanced nutrients products, and he says and then he's wondering about straight pH water on the flush, and I'm not sure if I want any flushing agents or not, as I've heard sugar water, I mentioned that the other day, works just as well for that final flush. What do you think?
Help me understand this. Guru, if you pop in here, a guy that actually knows a little chemistry, what are flushing agents? Why are they better than water? I know there's some kind of CEC or something.
So with flushing? Or those flushing agents?
Right.
Like generally with just water, when you flush it through, those ions that you have been feeding your plants are adsorbed to the soil molecules.
Adsorbed means stuck to the outside,
They're stuck to by like a magnetic attraction between those molecules. Mm-hmm. Where a flushing agent kind of has like a chelator, a claw, or you can think of it like
what
a claw.
What is it? It depends on the product?
I mean, it's going to be a blend of different ones to get at different things.
And what it
makes. Will sugar water work?
No, not really.
It's a stronger magnetism that pulls it away?
Yes. It's a stronger force pulling it away, so it kind of pulls it off of the soil molecules and lets it flush out of the soil, versus it just makes you have to use less water to be able to get the same amount of those ions out of the soil.
Got it. So if in a position where I can just water till runoff, I'm in cocoa, so it's going to dry out quickly, not really necessary. If it's something where I want to water them, the amount of water is either limited or I don't want them to stay super, I don't know, you're going to have to get them super wet to flush them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is there one better than the other? I've never used these flushing agents.
Never really have either, actually.
So yeah, that's why I was going to comment on that. It's more applicable to a synthetic grower that's wanting to push his or her plants all the way to the end, like green, and then like, man, okay, I'm going to harvest in 4 days, and I'm going to use this flushing agent to get as much nutrients out as possible. Synthetic nutrients, typically. But I've grown synthetic organics mix.
Sure.
And I just have a long enough flush with plain water off the tap. Now, I don't know, that water off the tap's about 160 ppm. I don't know what's in there that might help with this magnetism clawing action, but it works. And that's where people sometimes, I think, skip the step of the ripening, the plant using itself, doing a full 2 week flush at least, is, and you don't need no flushing agent.
Yeah.
You need that shit.
when I was a commercial guy, I was kind of like, had that mentality where I wanted to keep the nutrients up there to, feed the plants until the last possible minute. I did realize that you needed a flush. So the past, last 10 days, something like that, 2 weeks, I would flush, but I would all at once just take a bunch of water and just push it out of the cocoa, just physically, through just the volume of water removed from the cocoa. And I would put like 5 gallon buckets on there, or, just multiple 2 gallon watering cans. I would get over 2000 runoff.
Do you think Jeff Lowenfeld flushes his plants?
No, but he grows good weed, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll bet he does. I have different strokes for different folks, man. It's probably
I'm not shitting on his growing style at all. Sometimes the cannabis itself just grows good cannabis. All you got to do is water that shit.
It's true. And sometimes, exactly. You don't fuck with it too much. I'll bet he grows great tomatoes and great organic produce. I'll bet you that cannabis is delicious.
All right, man. Let's move on to see where we at. Slinging some recharge.
Yeah. Come on, what you got?
Who, you asking me?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Recharge, man.
Bolsa Hydroponics in Garden Grove, California.
Oh, man. We took this shit to Garden Grove?
In the Garden Grove, man.
God damn. Smells like recharge inside the van?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be worried in Cali. I've been listening to a story about literally measuring the ground sinking by significant amounts with the amount of water these at Big Ag and the Central Valley's pumping out of the ground.
So. Yeah, I've heard about that too. It's a lot of water.
It is. Keep your eye out. Be afraid if you live in California.
Yeah, well, it's just kidding. Water's one of those things you take for granted till the well runs dry.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Waterworld? There's gonna be enough of it eventually.
Can I ask you something? What you gonna do when your well runs dry? Little Peter Tosh for you, nothing?
Oh, I thought that was Bob Marley. I was going to say Bob Marley.
Come on.
All right. My neighbors used to do that all the time. A couple in their mid-50s. If one didn't know the song, they would just like terrorize them. Like, how do you not know this? Like, one more clue. They're like cussing at each other. We were there. Remember, like, just like almost getting a fight about it. It was hilarious.
Oh, dude, I thought of you yesterday. Me and my wife were at a restaurant. She turns to me and she goes, that couple has not said a word to each other the whole time that we've been here. And it was two people on cell phones just staring. It was awesome.
Maybe they were texting each other.
No, the guy grunted. The wife started talking to him and he would just grunt. Yep.
All right, we've got a door prize, man, over on dudegrows.com. You guys want to get some dank genetics? We got Granny Skunk, Scotty, from Dominion Seed Company.
Granny, so this you is know a- what? I trust just about everything that they make at this point, man. My Pura Vida is badass.
Yeah, check out Granny Skunk, Duke Diamond. This is Virginia Beach Afghani, crossed with Skelly Hash Plant and crossed with SSSC Skunk 1. What's SSSC Skunk 1? Do you know what the abbreviation there is, Scotty? Silver Surfer?
I wish I did. I'd be so much cooler if I knew all these things, you know?
This is what I do like. Shout out Dominion Seed Company. And on the seed pack description, you get, okay, we got a flower cycle of 56 to 65 days. This is a 13 regular seed pack. Morphology, it produces a very short, tight, noted buds with very strong vertically dominant branching that grow ever so laterally opening of the plants just right. So very thick, resinous, big colas with chunky buds all the way down the branch. Smell range from pine tar, opium, coffee bean skunk pine, or pine eucalyptus sour apple hash, my friend.
It smells like the opium incense gum you're not supposed to smoke.
Got a little bit more here because I like it. How does it smoke? This is off, like I said, this is what is nice to see from a breeder putting a lot of information for you on their genetics. It's got a thick, hashy smoke, very narcotic head high. Narcotic head and body high, but enough sativa to make the mind active, yet unable to think clearly.
It's so a hybrid.
Robot trip-esque type high.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. When you feel like a robot on acid.
Oh, no, that says Robotrip-esque. That's like...
When you drink too much Robitussin and you can't get off the couch.
Oh.
That's a weird description.
Pretty sure it was cortisone and cough and cold, but...
Maybe over the line there,
Duke. What does this mean on growing notes? It goes, plants only stretch 0.75 to 1 ratio to a 1 to 1 ratio.
Yeah, okay.
Well, 0.75 to 1. So I'm not sure which the 1 is, but it's going to grow 3/4 of the size that it grew, almost double, and some of them will double.
I gotcha, from veg to flower. If you're right here right now, when you go to flip, it's going to double its height. Gotcha.
Makes sense.
All right.
Makes sense.
So the most interesting about all this information I find, lastly, it says, I found starting bloom around 500 to 600 umol per meter squared, and then gradually working up to 800 to 900 umol meter squared work the best.
I'm more of like a 490, 495, but yeah, but 500 is fair enough.
We joke about that, but I love that breeders are starting to put as descriptive information. Actually, Duke Diamond's one of the only ones that does this.
Right.
But puts this much description into the growing notes and how you should expect it to grow and just how to be able to grow it better.
How, really how cool are you going to control that umols per square? Like, don't you have to have a dimmable LED or something?
If you have a dimmable LED or by the height that you raise your LEDs?
I would say high, medium, you know, high, medium light, something like that, tolerant.
How are you measuring that? Do I need this fancy handheld thing?
No, you don't. You just need to know, like, the theoretical, how much umol you're getting from your lights and the area that it's covering.
You can tell when plants are. It's weird. I never thought plants could have too much light. But do you remember that? Well, I got super psyched when I first moved to Colorado, and I had a 10 by 10 room, and I put 9,000 watts in each one of them. I had two of them, and I was so surprised. It just didn't work. Like, the temperature was good and everything, but it was too fucking bright, man. The plants hated it.
The umol per square guru, you're saying, I'm going to get that information from the lighting manufacturer, whatever I'm buying is what I want?
Just call guru. Here's his number.
No, you're gonna get this from the lighting manufacturer. Don't call.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't know if it was like, okay, like when you're doing your CO2 equation, if you don't have a meter, when you got to divide out, then figure out the cubic volume of the room and how often your timer goes off. But regardless.
Yeah, but if you do that, then you can compute the umols per joule, and that doesn't change.
And they have LED lighting controllers that handle all this math for you and for your area, to where you can just set the umol for the room. Like, that's how greenhouse controllers have been for a while for stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you guys like the amount of light that people are using in their rooms and how much or how little of it they're using, they're getting really scientific with it in commercial grows.
Well, think about how expensive it is, man. That's probably your biggest expense, is that energy input for lighting.
Oh, 100%.
If you want some granny skunk, good conversation there on lighting. It's a door prize this week on the homepage at dudegrows.com. Go over there. Anybody can enter. Just enter with your email. Instructions on how to social share, spread the show, spread the cause, and increases your chances to win. So check it out. This is like retails at $150, Scotty. $150 pack.
Yeah, pack. I was thinking about seeds, how they are worth every. Because I just got one of those Pura Vitas. God damn, I'll get like a pound and a half of weed off that thing. That's a good investment, right?
I don't always want to say I've shit on when it's like, man, why is it $300 for these parts or these seeds? I can vouch by saying, yeah, the work that's put in just from hanging out and doing interviews and knowing Duke Diamond, to that, is it's totally makes sense. I used to be like, why does it got to be so much for that? I'm like, dude, you know how much for like getting solid genetics goes through? Like, the backstory to that sometimes is not sometimes, it's usually a lot of hard ass work.
And as much as I'm mad about it or I don't like it, cannabis is fashion. And if you showed up with wedding cake last year and it was glowing beautiful, that was cool. I mean, Jaron is cool because he brings over the dankest weed and always has the neatest cuts. He's a cool guy also, but it is fashion right now. In 2019, having the greatest cuts and the greatest cannabis, being able to whip it out. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like your business card is what I say. It's when I don't have my own homegrown. It's like, damn, like, here's who I am. Here's what I do.
Yeah, sure is, though. You want to get people to remember you. You know, bust out some of that scrooping noopers.
Yes. Rest in peace. Because which pot is best for my pot? By Coffee Buds Buds.
I like it. All right. Two things I like.
Hey, everyone, looking for some recommendations for a new fabric pot to use in living soil. I'm looking for 100-gallon capacity. I'm deciding between a Big Bag Bed by Smart Pot, or Living Soil Pot from Grassroots Fabric Pots, and a Grassroots Shorty Saver. Obviously, pot size matters, but have people had better results with deeper pots? I would say, I mean, yeah, more, it just ties into more roots. The more roots you got, the better you're going to do, right? You guys agree?
It's a, he says it's a no-till bed, right? And I remember reading Just Cool and had a pretty...
It just says living soil. It didn't say no-till, but...
Okay, so it's... It, okay, yeah. So what Just Cool and said, if you're going to mulch it, if you're going to use that living mulch where you're going to be cutting...
You want the depth.
Yeah, that you want a little bit of a higher container. And it does make sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. He's also... I'm going to go as deep as possible. What's his height? He says he doesn't give his grow space height, does he?
No.
That's, but I'm seven feet. Okay.
That's volume is the name of the game, though. I mean, you
really, what is
volume? Just as big as much soil as you can fit in there. It's almost like that is the battery, you know? So the biggest battery you can get. I think Soup talks about it, man. Wall to wall, if you can. And I mean, you want to go see, I don't know. I would think that just getting it bigger, just overall mass. So instead of being high, just wider and more volume that way.
Or I mean, once you have the whole 5x5 filled, the only way to get more volume is to go higher.
Right, right. But I think what Soup's saying is fill that whole area first before you worry about going higher.
All right, I'm seeing the height here. I'm on the tallest sidewall. He's looking at one's 12 inch, which is... Two, that's not tall enough. The other one's 14 and the other one's 20. The height, the side of these pots. I'm going to say, I'm gonna hook you up, man. Because the one that has the highest wall, because you're going to want the depth of the roots at 20 and a half inches, yeah. 100 gallon. Scotty, you're rocking the 100 gallon radical bags, aren't you?
I am. And yeah, that is a lot of volume in there. I would think that that's a good shape. And you could get that. What are you going to be missing? The corners? As far as you're trying to fill the whole place up, just a few of the corners, because them things, what size has he got? What size is his?
The 10, 5x5.
Yeah, I want to say that those are, what do you think the diameter on those, does it say?
38 inch.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably almost, what is that, 3.5 foot? So go for it, man.
Get in touch, man. I'll get in touch with you, actually. I called Shane from Garden Gear Supply. I'm like, we got to get this man a radical bag. He's like, bring it. I'll send one out. They got some nice handles on the side. You guys should check them out too. If you're a grower, it's what I'm growing with. Actually, I just cleaned mine up, my outside ones, just with the hose on the driveway. Worked awesome. They got that PVC coated mesh, cleans off really well. And it's gardengearsupply.com. Coupon code DUDE if you want to check any out. And also, you can check out, how many did you run?
Yeah,
just, 8 or 6?
I ran 10. And I'm just trying to think. People like to say that, some people say that they, or at least they look like they will dry out quickly. Dude, mine fucking took a while to dry. Like, there was nothing different using mine than the other fabric pots. Maybe we had to water a little bit more. But, dude, as far as I'm concerned, the more watering cycles I get, the higher performance, man. So
it's 1,000 gallons of soil, man.
Yeah, but I'm just psyched with them. I mean, I really am.
Heck yeah. All right, let's see. I think that was all we handled that one well. Moving on to, where we're at because I already did once in the show. Oh, we got one more question here. Since it's the time of the year, cold temps, outdoor help needed by Unsteady.
Yeah, we could all use a little help right now from Mother Nature.
So I have an outdoor grow in the Seattle area. Yeah, I know the pics are showing some hunger. I already fixed that. But the weather is starting to get cold at night. It's in the 30s and 40s, much sooner than it has in the past years. Afternoons are 60s to 70s, which is not too shabby. Anyone have any suggestions other than just building a greenhouse for dressing the temp when indoors isn't an option for me? Damn, I was just going to say, take them inside, man.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about flowering cycles and, when to harvest. I'm looking at that plant and that looks like week 3, maybe in the week 4. That's I'd say week 3 on those. That's got a long ways to go.
Yeah. It's small enough though. You could kind of, Hanny's saying, I don't want to build a greenhouse and I can't bring it inside. Well, you don't have any options. You're at the mercy of the outside then.
Yeah. You're kind of out of gas there.
I mean, by building a greenhouse, you could simply put a couple hoops bent over and throw a tarp and create a micro environment to keep the winter, the cold off of them a little bit.
Hey, you mind if I tell you about a super cheap way to, or inexpensive way to build a greenhouse? is you just take a rebar. You can go to do this in Home Depot, but you buy rebar stakes, usually like 2 foot ones, three foot works good. You bang them in about halfway, maybe three quarter, about halfway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do maybe like one every 4 feet. Maybe you're gonna do two or three, maybe three of them to make a 12 foot greenhouse. And then you just take PVC pipe and you bend it.
Bamboo.
But you take it and you put the rows of rebar, maybe 6 foot, however wide you want to make the greenhouse, 5 foot apart. And then you just take a 10 foot section of PVC pipe and you just bow it and you just put it right on. It just sticks right in. The rebar goes right into the PVC pipe and it's just a super simple. And you just take what they call the visqueen plastic and put it over there. And you can just put some bricks or some 2x4s over it, over the outside edges to keep the heat in, and then you put a little heater in there and keep it hot. What did I use? That little $30 Harbor Freight heater hooked up to a propane tank.
Or if a garage is an option, if you can at nighttime pull it into the garage and have like a radiator heater near it. You can get those really cheap for like $20 at Walmart.
Listen to your wife.
Get one of those and realize your garage just has to be available at nighttime. And then pull the plants out as soon as the sun comes up and put them in the sun.
Yeah, garages get really cold. One plant, I don't think it's worth it, by the way. You're going to have to work your ass off. I guess there's two plants there.
And that looks like it's going to have to go like into November to finish too.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had 5 or 6 or 8 plants that you were trying to hold on to, you spend $100-$150 in a few hours and make a greenhouse. But I think maybe just start earlier next time. Pick a variety that's going to finish a bit earlier next time.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning with for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a fast finishing photo, and 2 or 3 autos next year. Sometimes the weather around here just gets grimy, just cool mist, fog, rain.
Right.
But I'm thinking, this is an experiment for me because I've never wrapped a plant before in 2 heat pads around the nursery pot. That it's enabling it, and it's always sunny in the grow shack. But the outside temps are like today, it's not really gonna get too much above the mid 50s. And I was talking to Guru about it, and I think you were saying, yeah, you should cut it. But I think it's still gonna continue to flower along with the heating mats down there working in my root zone. It's my hopes. So and the Disney towel. Well, wrapped around it, the frozen towel.
Well, I don't like the sound of that.
Somebody made a good point. So next year, dude, dig out a good hole in the ground, get some work done. Use, if you're in ground with your root system, I guess probably going to do even better than your heat mats around it. What do you think?
Wall of peony, bro. You need to dig yourself a wall of peony, man. You go down 6 foot, it's always 60 degrees down there.
No, I think I am going to do that thing where basically, I have my grow shack and then the ground, just like in greenhouses, people set their nursery pots or whatever. I want to eliminate that and kind of build, I think it makes sense, some in-ground amended beds. Like that's going to save me a good 2 feet of height. So, you think there's any bad idea with that? Fill it up with some nice peat, some living soil mix, or whatever?
No, I think it's just the idea is that it's difficult for the plants to break into some of that soil. So yeah, if you're going to amend it, sure. Doesn't have to be above ground.
I'm going to give it a go. Give it a go. All right. What else we got, man? We pretty good here. You got anything going on in your grow? You got a cold snap coming?
Yeah. So what do you do? We've been heating it. I'd say it gets down the mid 30s, lower 30s in Colorado this time of year over the past week. But it's going to be 18, 15 degrees coming up in a few days. And I just don't know how much we can fight Mother Nature. It's cost me about $80 in propane so far. Over the course of about 5 days to keep things about mid 50s, 57 in the greenhouses is what
I need to spend morning. Another $80 in propane to get through that one night. And it looked like maybe the next week might be good. I don't know. It's a tough decision, but
it's tough. And I don't know, the greenhouse works okay with.
Put all your animals in there.
with 37 degrees, it works okay. I don't know at 18 degrees if it's going to work so good and how much additional heat it's going to take because it's not
going to take all of it, all the additional heat.
Yeah. And the problem is that it's just dissipating so quickly. It's not like you got double paned walls or even a double, you know, double, what do they call it? Plastic greenhouse with the air layer in between.
It's just separating you from the wind is all.
That's all it's doing. And I mean,
well, you guys should then you should harvest at the coldest point of that evening with the greenhouse completely open for the fresh frozen harvest.
That's what Jason with Dialed In Terpenes, Tanazi, we're all bullshitting today. And we were talking about how we want to harvest it. The whole new style is to go get a freeze dryer and to fresh freeze it. I was talking to Dialed In Terpenes today. It's like you get these bins for your freezer and you put like a half pound in each bin. And
to fit your whole crop. How much will that freeze dryer cost?
Oh, no. What it is you buy a freezer. So you can just get a chest freezer. I actually have one for the half a cow that we occasionally buy. But you stack up and you don't want to just take it in a big giant, like a giant garbage bag, contractor bag, and throw 20 pounds in there. You have to separate it so it doesn't smush. And you have to take the fan leaves off it. And there's all this care that needs to be done. Then it needs to be frozen. Then you remove those, like, you know, a half pound at a time. You process that into bubble hash. You know, you run it through your little bubbleator machine, you process it in the bubble hash, and then you take that bubble hash and that goes in the freeze dryer. And when the bubble hash comes out, it wasn't Guru was talking about it, but it comes out beautiful. Oh, it was Banner. I was saying it comes out beautiful and super light colored, but it oxidizes when you leave it in the, you know, to dry is when it gets that dark color. So if you put it in the freeze dryer, you can make beautiful product. Only takes $2,500, dude.
I'm just too simple of a man.
I know.
To keep a token in my flower. But if you have it and you offer it up, I'm not going to deny the fact that that stuff tastes fabulous.
It so does. But do I want that kind of hassle when we can just take it, put it? I have an indoor garden that's not being used. Beautiful drying room. We'll enjoy some of the flower and we can just process whatever we want it to. We can just always make it in the bubble hash. You know, it's not going to be as, you know, the whole live thing and as good. And then you could always press that bubble hash though, right?
Yeah, you could. We got to get it right. Rosin press. You guys are rosin pressless right now, aren't you?
And we do need to make some friends with some presses. I was trying to think. We need a post about that. Who makes legit rosin presses? I might have to put one up.
We will figure all that out. There are some already up. But for now, guys, I'm going to tell you, if you like what you're hearing, vote with your dollars. Let's keep helping growers grow their own so they don't have to buy from the man. Literally the man sometimes, like the Canadian government. You know, you don't want to buy that.
And we want to have our choice to have a connoisseur, even if it's not us growing it. Shit, I haven't been growing connoisseur bud for a while. I got some outdoor going, but man, I'll hook up with, you know, somebody will donate some. And God damn, it's such a joy. When I see Commander Mikey come over, I'm like, yeah, I got that permagrant already. Now, because he's amazing, you know, and he shares his talents. It's fucking awesome.
So keep that in mind. As I said, vote with your dollars. Help support the show over at dudegrows.com. This is what we do 5 days a week. This is my job. And I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. I'm proud to do it. And lastly, seeds are going to keep coming heavy thanks to seedsherenow.com.
Yes.
Seeds Here Now is where you want to get any of your quality genetics. Coupon code DUDE10 across the site over there. Check them out. If you haven't met James Bean, cool cat running the show over there. He's got a big team as well, taking care of people in the industry. Is that considered cottage? I was going to say cottage industry. Is Seeds Here Now like a cottage industry? Is that the size of it?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of seed breeders. I'm sorry, seed brokers. That's for sure. I don't know if it's cottage. Yeah, I guess it is.
That's one thing we'll cover again. Speaking of all this, we should get him on the show. The fact that, Scotty, you've been pushing. We did a lot of work. People did a lot of work. Breeders did a lot of work. And now I feel like some of the shit's getting stolen out from under you.
It certainly does. And
how about next Wake and Bake?
Yeah, you got it. But
yes, this
keep
is
growing, world. Man. Overgrow.
Hey, that's already been used. Trademark done, sued off. Shout outs. All right.
I'm not making it my own. I love that idea though, man. Overgrow.
Really green and cosmic. What up?
How about pineapple and Leroy Hunt LHT?
Triacid. How you doing, buddy? And Bear Grown.
Yeah. Love those folks, man. Grow Mo and Mo DGC. And how about Soup the Gardener?
Pino, how you doing? And Cannabis Consciousness, thank you for being there for me.
Yeah.
All right, stay high, my friends.
Good hanging, dude.
Some people love to blaze up the dank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we lighten up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bomb. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep the good vibes on. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to smoke it out in loud. If the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we're gonna lock you in a cage. No. If you wonder why he hates the dank, just look at how he's being paid. No, don't lock up me for smoking weed.